So here we are. It's Saturday, February 3rd, 2018, and I am in utter disbelief at how freaking fast this year is already going by. I mean, can you believe it's February already? I mean, wow. Anyway. But I am also super excited. In just a couple of weeks, I will be down in sunny San Diego enjoying social media marketing world. Oh, I can't even tell you how excited I am for that. But for now, we'll take a break from the fast pace of life and enjoy a little weekend update. My name is Kelly Noble Mirabella. This is Business as Unusual, and today I have news from Instagram, Snapchat, WhatsApp, Twitter, and of course, Facebook. By the way, today's episode is brought to you by Social Media Manager Pro Live. Social media managers are becoming increasingly critical role in all business, large and small. But while the opportunity to build profitable businesses is greater than ever, the competition is fierce and the pitfalls are many. And that is exactly why we are hosting the Social Media Manager Live in San Diego on Saturday, March 3rd, following Social Media Marketing World. This is a half-day workshop that includes lunch, and we'll be covering where do you go to find clients, pricing services and client expectations, scaling your agency for growth, and how to become an influencer. The venue is small, so space is very, very limited. I think we only have space for 20 people, and this will guarantee sell out. So learn more and grab your ticket at stellar247.media/prolive. And of course, I will put the link in the show notes today. All right, let's get on with the show. Let's start today's show with some Instagram news. So Instagram announced that ads will now be able to, quote, publish up to 3 pieces of content. Basically, what that means is multiple segments will be able to be strung together, just like when you or a friend makes multiple stories in the story platform in Instagram, they'll be able to do up to 3. Now, I am torn on the return on investment for story ads myself. I've never run them, but I have asked a couple people, and from what I hear, they are very low conversion and high priced, so little reward. For now, I'm going to hold off on using story ads, but I will still utilize stories as a marketing and branding tools. I think it is one of the most popular, most powerful tools out there for personal brands and even regular brands right now. I'd love to hear from you. Have you ever done an Instagram story, and what has been your experience? Now, in other Instagram news, Instagram just released an update to their API, and it is now allowing business pages to schedule posts via third-party partners. This is big news for social media managers who oversee the marketing efforts for many brands, people like myself. There are some constraints to the auto post feature though. First, it is only available in beta for official Instagram partners. And if you'd like to see the full list of who is an official partner, I have a link in the show notes. Also, you will only be able to post photos, so no videos and no albums, and you're not going to be able to do any kind of tags with the schedules. So no tagging of location, no tagging people. You'd have to go and log in and actually get into Instagram to update those. So all good things if you ask me, as it will still require users to get into the platform and engage and, oh my gosh, interact and do a couple of the edits while they're in there instead of just, you know, setting and forgetting. Although I suspect plenty of marketers will be doing the whole set and forget, then go on to complain about the lack of reach and engagement. And they will just go on and blame the algorithm, right? Anyway, do yourself a favor. Use the scheduling tool as a base, but make sure you still have a strategy to get in, get on, engage, mix it up, and create a really active part of the community. Speaking of Instagram stories, Instagram rolled out a type mode for stories. So according to the official Instagram announcement, when you open the camera, you'll see a type part of, you know, your options. You have go live, you have boomerang, you have normal, all the other, whatever they call the extra close up one. And then you have now type under the record button. So you tap on that type, write whatever comes to your mind, your favorite lyrics or, you know, silly random thoughts, and play with different styles to change the look and feel. Then you can pick different background colors, highlight words, and change phrases or background on a background photo. You'll also be able to utilize these new type features over your existing photos and video that you upload to stories if you like. I have a really cool little video that I uploaded or I embedded into the show notes that comes right from Instagram that shows you all the different things you can do with type if you're curious, if you don't have the feature in your Instagram yet. And by the way, if you don't have the feature, you should probably go update the app and check that out in the show notes. Twitter is in the news this week because they launched Sponsored Moments. Via Twitter's official announcement, quote, now advertisers can sponsor moments from premium content partners and reach audiences at scale while they view the content they are most passionate about. Sponsored Moments include interstitial tweets, whatever that means, from the brands as well as a branded cover. Similar to other in-stream sponsorships, advertisers can promote the moment to their specific target audience, expanding reach beyond the content partner's existing followers, end quote. Now, moments are something I have yet to personally use on Twitter, but I have chatted up with a couple of Twitter users who have said they are great for organizing tweets from an event. So I'm going to be experimenting with moments in 2018, but for now, I'm going to leave the sponsored moments to the big boys. Have you used moments? I would love to know how you are using them. You can comment on the show notes today or tweet to me at Stella247, or of course, if you're listening via Anchor, you can call in, let me know what you think. Snapchat released some updates to the iOS app recently. You can now tab to save or chat and hold for more options on one-to-one chats. They have removed the white frame when you add snaps from a camera roll. I think that's pretty cool because that white frame was stupid. And you can see friends on a map inside group chat if they've shared their location. So with these changes, along with some other key features allowed in Snapchat, like sharing outside links without a minimum following, like in Instagram, which requires 10,000 followers, which is bananas. Anyways, I digress. It almost looks like Snap Inc., the owners of Snapchat, is making moves to take back some of the users that may have moved over to Instagram stories. Only time will tell if these features will bring people back or keep them engaged on Snapchat, but they are definitely making moves to make the platform more business friendly. So there you go. Speaking of interesting moves by Snap Inc., they have launched a merchandise store. According to TechCrunch, the company opened the Snap Store, which lives on the Snapchat app's Discover section and lets you buy Snapchat merchandise like a $20 dancing dog, plushie, or a $30 dog lens t-shirt. You can scan the Snap code below with the Snapchat camera to open the store and buy exclusive items. Speaking of interesting moves by Snap, they have launched a merchandise store. According to TechCrunch, the company opened the Snap Store, which lives in the Snapchat app's Discover section and lets you buy Snapchat merchandise. The current goal of this in-app shop is not about revenue, but more about brand loyalty. Snap is the only merchant, but it does beg the question, will they eventually roll out a store for outside merchants? One must wonder. This could be a future moneymaker for Snap Inc. and could make it even more business friendly. Only time will tell. For now, you can pick up one of the following branded items in their store. A dancing hot dog plush doll for $19.99. Woohoo. A streak hat for $29.99, a wink face sweatshirt for $49.99, dog lens tees for $29.99, and bring back best friend's sweatshirt for $49.99. Oh, go get yourself snap happy. 17. A lot of important things that are noted here from the release of the fourth quarter earnings. Number one, growth has slowed considerably. Facebook now has 1.4 billion daily users, up from 2.18% compared to 3.8% to 1.37 billion users in Q3. That's a sizable slowdown. It's about a 1% slowdown, but when you consider the size of their user base, that's pretty big. And the lowest quarter over quarter percentage daily user growth ever reported by the company. Number two, Facebook made some major bucks in fourth quarter despite the slowdown. And revenue per user is now up to $6.18. That's up 27% from a year ago. Quote, average revenue was up 47% year over year, even though Facebook has been warning investors that it's running out of space in the newsfeed to put ads. Facebook raked in a record $4.26 billion in profit, down from $4.7 billion the previous year, but that is due to that big tax. Now, number three, and something to really keep an eye out on, is WhatsApp has become one of their biggest investments yet. Facebook They spent $19 billion to acquire WhatsApp, and it is showing returns left and right. And you can bet they're going to be putting huge focus and probably top focus on WhatsApp in this next year. In the fourth quarter earning report, it was noted that WhatsApp now has 1.5 billion users and sees 60 billion messages sent per day. That is compared to 1.3 billion monthly users and 1 billion daily active users in July. So not a whole lot of time has gone by and lots of growth. According to TechCrunch, quote, this is pretty funny, Zuckerberg also made note that Instagram and WhatsApp are the number one and number two most popular story sharing products, of course, referring to those app clones of Snapchat stories. Each now has 300 million daily active users compared to Snapchat's 178 million users as a whole. If you'd like to read more about the third quarter earnings from Facebook, be sure to check out the show notes. And that is your social media weekend update for this week. You can grab the show notes along with all of my sources so you can dive in even deeper over at stellar247.media/FEB3. That's February 3 or Feb 3, FEB3. Of course, I'll put that in the description as well. I'm feeling a little tongue-tied now that we're at the end. Hola. Okay, let me know if you have any questions. If you're reading the show notes, you can comment right on my blog. If you're listening on Anchor, feel free to call in, or you can reach me on any of the major social media networks under my username at Stellar247. That's S-T-E-L-L-A-R 247. If you're listening and you enjoy my podcast, please consider taking a moment and giving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Those things are super duper hard to come by and they really help me out, not to mention makes my day. As always, I want to thank you all for tuning in and have a stellar day and a wonderful rest of your weekend.